In Chevra, obviously, we're getting closer and closer to the Heilige Yontif of Kabbalah Satara. And we're going to do Achonos for the Heilige Yontif, but through the Parsha. We say all the time here, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal taught us that we have to live with the Parsha. There's no question that the Parshas that we're reading are here to be mashpia on us. Certain lessons at this time in the year, this time in our lives, as we enter into this final stretch of the days of Sfiras HaOmer, the final stretch of the days of Achana for the Kabbalah HaTorah. And don't think, even if we haven't grabbed on to Sfira, we haven't grabbed on to Sfiras HaOmer the way we could have or should have, these important days of growth, don't think it's too late. As the Kashrus HaMagid taught us, and we said it many times over the years, Ad Memachras HaShabbos HaShvias Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Ad Memachras HaShabbos HaShvias, until the final week, we can still Tisperu Chamishim Yom. You can still count all the days. And even if we haven't grown the way we could have or should have in this last week, we can do tremendous Achana for the Heilige Yontif and grow in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our relationship to Torah. The Parsha opens up Parshas Bahar with a very, very famous Rashi. You all know it. You've heard it, all heard it quoted out of context, where Rashi tells us at the beginning of Parshas Bahar talks about the halachos of Shemitah, but starts off by Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemar. Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. So Rashi starts off Ma'inyan Shemitah Etzar Har Sinai. Ma'inyan Shemitah Etzar Har Sinai. Why do we need to specifically here tell us that the laws of Shemitah were said at Har Sinai? Kol HaTorah Kulo was obviously said at Har Sinai. Usually we have Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. Not Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemar. Why the emphasis of Har Sinai? So Rashi explains famously, and we know that line, Mashmita Itzla Har Sinai, Ma'inyan Shemitah Itzla Har Sinai, which is often used when you want to, you know, explain and give a mashal when to understand why two things are connected, seemingly on the surface, don't seem like they should be connected. And Rashi answers, Mashmita Nemru Kolosev Duktukel Misinai Avkula Nemru Kolosev Duktukel Misinai. Just like Shemitah, all the halachos, the general halachos, the individual halachos, the details, everything was given by Har Sinai. So too, in every mitzvah, the entire mitzvah in its entirety was given in Har Sinai. But obviously the question is stronger than the answer, really. Kind of answer is that. This question seems to be, why specifically Shemitah are we connecting to Har Sinai to teach us a lesson? But that could have been by any mitzvah then. We still don't understand why choosing Shemitah to teach us this lesson that all mitzvahs were set over at Har Sinai. We also have to understand, Rashi tells us something in the very next pasuk. The pasuk says, "Davar b'nei Yisrael, v'amar t'lehem, speak to b'nei Yisrael, and say to them, 'Kisavo al aretz asher nosin lechem,' when you come into the land that I'm giving you, b'shav saretz Shabbos la'Hashem, the land will rest, will be a Shabbos for Hashem. That's the year, the seventh year of Shemitah." And Rashi there says, "On Shabbos l'Hashem, should be a Shabbos l'Hashem, l'shem Hashem." Did that add anything? It's Shabbos l'Hashem. Obviously, it's l'shem Hashem. It's for Hashem. What is Rashi teaching us? What is Rashi telling us in these words of l'shem Hashem? So first, the Chizkuni tells us something very beautiful. The Chizkuni says, the Rambam Meruvuchim says that actually Shemitah is very, very good for the land. Meaning what? It's very, very good for the land. Just like us, each and every one of us, we work hard in all different types of avodah, whether it's in our studies in secular classes, whether it's in a job, whether it's in Tzai Lahavdil B'Kedusha Beruchnis. We're hopefully working hard in our learning and our davening. But every person on their level, maybe not if you're a tzaddik ador, but most of us need some time to relax, some time to chill, subjective to we are, which is ultimately beneficial in order to recharge, in order to revitalize ourselves. We need time to sleep. We need time to rest. Nobody in this world goes without sleeping. It's time to rest and to sleep, to build the strength to then go and produce more. So too is the physical land. So seemingly it works the same way, and it needs to have a little bit of a period where it's not being worked, and it just rests to recharge and to revitalize. So the Chizkut, that's what the Rambam and Rav Ruchin teaches us about Shemitah. So you might think, because that's true, lo aleinu, you could think, Shemitah, you know why I'm keeping Shemitah? Because it's good for the land. It's good for me. It's good for my future produce. So the Torah has to tell us that it's Shabbos Lashem, it's L'Shem Hashem. That's what Rashi is teaching us. Don't do it because it's good for the land, although that's true. Do it because it's a tzivoy for Hashem. Do it because it's what the Eibishter wants from me. And that's important in all of life, to elevate a lot of mitzvot that we do, a lot of mishpatim specifically, maybe we would do even if they weren't commanded Hashem. Definitely in Erez HaBein al-Chavero, when it comes to chesed. But we have to somehow connect and realize it's L'Shem Hashem and elevate it, B'Kedusha V'Tahara. That itself is a big yesod. But Ibn Ezra says that when the Torah says it's Shabbos L'Hashem, Ibn Ezra says it's telling us it's Kiyom Shabbos. It's just like Shabbos Kodesh itself. It's just like Shabbos Kodesh, which Rashi might mean to say as well. He says L'Shem Hashem K'Shem Shenemer B'Shabbos Bereishis. That Shabbos of Shemitah is just like Shabbos. What does that mean? Now you could say what it means is similar to we work for 6 days and rest on the seventh day. We work the land for 6 years and rest on the seventh year. It's an obvious connection. Obviously Shemitah is similar to Shabbos, and that's why we call Shemitah Shabbos. V'shavsa aretz. But I want to connect tonight, and I want to explain tonight and go a little bit deeper into this inyan. In a way of tremendous hachana for Shavuos. Shabbos is definitely a day of rest. It's a day of rest from our physical activity. It's a day of rest from the distractions of the secular world that we live in. But it's not just a day of rest, just to chill and relax. The Yerushalmi teaches us, Lo nidna Shabbos ela la'asok b'divrei Torah. Meaning, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, yes, to rest from the distractions of the world, so that I have a free day to sit and learn Torah, and to delve into Torah, and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our avodah, that's what the freedom is there for. I want to read you from the words, such tremendous words of the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sure you've seen before. It's good to chazer. In Siman Reish Sadi, Sivkatan Zayin. He says as follows. He quotes this Yerushalmi. Lo nidne shabbosos v'yom tovim l'Yisrael l'kidei l'asuk b'em Torah. And then he says, listen closely. Listen to the words. You know, Mishnah Berurah is such a sefer. Because if you learn Mishnah Berurah well, you see this all the time. Not only do you get such incredible yedias in halacha, you see through the Chavetz Chaim when he wants to give you over lessons of life and mussar, even in just the words of Mishnah Berurah, it's all the time you find this. He says over there, "Mimnei shekol yemos achol hem trudin b'malachtem ve'ein le." He's quoting from the Beis Yosef that quotes this Yerushalmi. All the days of the week, we're busy with our work. We have a lot of responsibilities at different stages of life during the week, whatever those responsibilities might be. Again, in college, work, family. We might not have the time to sit and learn B'Kviyas the way I'd like to. Yes, we all have to be Kovei, eat the Torah every day. But let's be real, it's not like the time when we're sitting learning Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and we don't call Ayom to be Kovei, eat the Torah. We have other responsibilities, we have other distractions. Some of those, and I don't mean things that are wrong. On Shabbos, we're free from all of those distractions and all that work. And we now could learn it learn properly. As the Yerushalmi, Lo nidne Shabbos v'yom tovim l'Yisrael k'dei la'asuk ben b'Torah. We have to be oisik b'Torah on Shabbos. And that's what it's there for. So similarly, Chida says, listen to this Chida. Chida says, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amebeis, tells us, it brings down from Rava, that Nisan and Tishrei were months of harvest, when the whole month we had to be working hard to harvest. Nisan and Tishrei. So 2 months of the year, when we were farming, we're kulal to malacha, basically. We had very little time but malacha. So what happens 2 months a year You're not able to sit and learn Torah those 2 months in the proper way. Every 6 years, six times 2 months, what do you have? What's six times two? 12 months, a full year that you haven't learned Torah properly. So how do we even talking that? Every 6 years, you have a seventh year, Shemitah. Don't work the field, no harvest, nothing. And you learn the entire 12 months. Free, like Shabbos. And now we understand the comparison to Shabbos. The comparison to Shabbos is just like Shabbos is a day to learn, so to Shemitah is a time to learn. So what does it mean to each and every one of us, Chevra? Just first to take it to heart. The Yisoy, because us in this room, Shemitah is very real to us, maybe for an Etzrol during Zman, during the year of Shemitah, so we have to be careful about the halachos of Shemitah and what we eat and what we eat. And outside of that, none of us are farmers. I don't believe any of us are going to become farmers. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, maybe someone might become a farmer. Yeah, I can see Yisrael Meir, actually. It could be a possibility. I mean, there's a very close friend of my brother's, actually, has a Kerem in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, vineyard. What? Harry's a close friend of my brother. Yeah, together. Harry, is it the same vineyard? I know Harry hasn't. Maybe together. I was thinking of Harry's Ari Pollock.
Yeah, but a vineyard. Ari Pollock. Like a whole farm.
Yeah, I know. Farm. Chevra does. I have a cousin who's going and talking about making Aliyah and wants to do farming. Apparently, Eretz Yisrael, they give free land for farming.
Up north,
yeah, by Zichron Yaakov, he wants to be in possibility. Okay, maybe I'm wrong, maybe people will. So these halachos will be wrong. For most of us, Toby's never going to be a farmer, I'll tell you that, right? Right? I'm never going to be a farmer either, don't worry. It's not. I don't mean that in a negative way. So what can we learn? Vada, on a simple level, we have to learn as much as we can on Shabbos. That's just a chizik to all of us, to be mechazik ourselves. Sometimes we're tired, it's a long week. Now we have... Okay, for Hillel Shabbos, sometimes it's hard in the summer because till we get home and Suda and you turn around, it's very late, okay? But that summer, we have a very long day. Even if you take a little nap, there's no reason not to learn a few hours Shabbos day. No reason not to learn a few hours Shabbos day. Lo ninna Shabbos el lasuk b'divrei Torah. But the chizik as well, teaching every one of us. The chizik is just to understand that when we're free, it's time to learn. That when Vada, Kosh Baruch Hu understands, if I don't have the time because I have my studies and I have work and I have family obligations, so I'm not free to learn Torah. But so when we have Panai, when we have the freedom of time, it's Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. So on Shabbos is Lasuk B'Divrei Torah, and that's what Shemitah is. We have to all take this to heart. We have to all take it to heart. But it's important also to have a chizik. You know, I meant to look it up. Let's look it up quickly here to read you the exact words. I have it over here. Another deep connection. Let's see if we can find this quickly. Another deep connection. Let's see in the phone. Avos. We have to learn Avos these days. It says it can't get there through this phone, maybe through the other place. Two different apps with Torah. 1 second, Chevra. What is this? There we go. Another maybe connection. Mine and Shemitah, it's Har Sinai. What another connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai? What's Har Sinai, Bezman Hazeh? The one thing we know about Har Sinai was Kabbalah's Torah. But what else do we know of Har Sinai b'zman hazeh? So in Avos Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, B'chol Yoyim v'Yoyim Bas Kol Yoytes Me'archoyev Machrezes V'Omeres. Every single day there's a Bas Kol that comes from Har Sinai, and it says Oy Lehem Lebrios Me'alboina Shel Torah. Woe is to my creations that are Me'alboina Shel Torah, which means they're making a bittel Torah. They're not learning Torah properly. That's the Har Sinai of today. My Inyan Shemitah to Har Sinai. Based on what we just said, every Shemitah is there to sit and learn Torah. To finally have freedom to learn. My Inyan Shemitah Sinai. You know what Inyan Shemitah to Sinai? Because we're trying to be Nepach, what Har Sinai is saying, that we don't learn enough. And that we're Mevatel Torah. And we have to be careful not to be Mevatel Torah. Again, when we have other responsibilities and good excuses, okay, but how much Torah are we learning? Well, the problem is as follows. you know, when we were Baruch Hashem in yeshiva and we were full time learning, and vada, that's what we want. That's what we each. Let's be real. Everyone wants that, and we wish we had more time to learn. But when we're in that, so it's easy, and we do it. But then when we have, even though we have responsibilities and we have things we need to be doing that are that might be proper. Again, each and every one of us, we have to earn a living. We have to be able to support a family. These are not things that are wrong. But then when that takes so much time for our learning, sadly, so many of us then have a hard time when we're free to actually go and learn. Because once we take ourselves away from it, it's hard to really put in the time and the effort in the proper way. We need to work on it. We can't have Bittul Torah. What does Bittul Torah cause? What does Bittul Torah cause? So if you look in the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chaf says as follows: Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Omer Bore Kama Kasha. Oh, watch this. Kama Kasha of Kushal Shvius. What happens when a person is not keeping Shemitah properly? Remember, Shemitah, we say, is keeping properly. We'll get back to this. It's learning Torah properly. But here, let's say Pashup Shat, meaning not working in the field and not keeping Shemitah properly. What do you say? What? Oh, true. But the Gemara first goes as follows. It's eventually correct. But first, step by step, he says, L'soy first meicher is metalplav. He's going to have to sell all of his belongings. And then the Gemara says, after you sell all your belongings, L'soif meicher es sedosov, he's going to have to sell his fields. And then, shemeicher es beiso, he's to sell his house. He says, if you're not keeping Shemitah properly, which Pashut Pshat means I'm working the field during Shemitah, I'm selling my produce during Shemitah, right? Listen to this. First, he has to sell his possessions, his physical possession, sell his car, sell his chavetz, his watch. You have a nice Cartier, gone. Then he's going to have to sell his fields. All those farms we spoke about before, sell them all. And then sell his house. If you're not keeping Shemitah properly, what's the question? What's the question on the Gemara? Question on the Gemara, push a question. All this is occurring because you're not keeping Shemitah. So Vada, you're not keeping Shemitah, sell your metaltalin. Next step, you're going to sell your field. Once you sell your field, why would you ever come to sell your house? You don't have a field left to keep Hilchot Shemitah anymore. You should never come to the next step. You don't have the ability to break Shemitah anymore. Oh. So listen, follows. The Heilige Megala Mukos explains that the essence of Shemitah and what we're explaining tonight is La'asoik B'divrei Torah. The essence of Shemitah is to have time. It's not like the world thinks to make so the field's better. It's L'Shem Hashem K'Shabbos to have time La'asoik B'Torah. So meaning what? At first you weren't keeping Shemitah, so you sell your metaltalin, you sell your field. So how would you ever come sell your house? You weren't keeping the essence of Shemitah. I mean, you continued not to learn Torah. You don't deserve your house. We have to be steiging in Torah. And we can't be mevatel Torah. You know what it is to be mevatel Torah? Listen, we all know, go back, it's hard to leave Lag Boimer. Chever knows that I have Lag Boimer, Dika Neshama. And I love Lag Boimer. And a week ago was Hail Giyant of Lag Boimer. I'm still living with Lag Boimer. We learned over last week the Gemara. We learned out the beautiful Gemara in Daf Lama Gimel and Shabbos about Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar in the Ma'ara, right? What happens when he's in the Ma'ara and it's time that the Caesar dies? Who tells him that it's time to come out? Who tells him? Eliyahu HaNavi first, right? Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says, Eliyahu went to the opening of the cave and he says, who will let Rav Shimon know that he could come out now? So the obvious question that Ben Ishchai asks, Eliyahu Lavi was learning Torah with Rav Shimon Elazar every single day in the Mara. Why didn't you just let him know when he was inside? Oh, you could come out now. You should come out. Why is he announcing it in such a strange way? He's standing outside and he announces, who's going to let Rav Shimon Elazar know? Go tell them. Or when you were with them today that day, tell them. What's going on? So I saw in the Sefer Oitzus HaTorah years ago, he says, Eliyahu HaNavi, ultimately, yes, it was time for Shimon Elazar to come out, and to be back in the world and to spread Torah. But what were they doing the entire time in the Ma'ara? What's the Gemara say? All they were doing was learning. Elyonov, he didn't want to actively be mevatel the Torah. By telling them you should come out, it's actively be mevatel the learning that was going on. Here it's still up to them, he just announced it in a very passive way. He felt he was yoytze what he was supposed to be doing that way. We have to take and understand how important it is not to be mevatel Torah ourselves and not to be mevatel other people's Torah. When we have time to learn, we should be learning. And we should be learning mamish learning. Not learning with our phone to our side and every learn a line, check a text, we'll learn a line, check a WhatsApp, learn a line. We're learning, we have to be in it. And we have to be worried about it to be about to other people's Torah. If someone else is learning, don't disturb them. Let them learn. I don't care how, obviously it's pekuach nefesh, something so important, but otherwise, you could wait. Think about it, could it wait if they're mamish learning Torah? If Elyonov is outside in such a way, we could also wait. We could wait. You know, there's a story I once read. There was a Yid who came to the Heilige Stipler. And he came for a bracha from the Stipler going from, and he was from London. And he gives the Stipler the name, his name. And the Stipler says to him, do you by any chance have a brother named Echves, the Shimon? And he says, yeah, I do. Is he from Vizhnitz? Yeah, he's from Vizhnitz. Tell him I need to see him. Very strange, he didn't know. He sends him to his brother. He sends his brother to the Stipler. He says, the Stipler looks at him, he says, when you were a bachur, did you learn in such and such base medrash? Yeah, Taka, I did. When you were there, was there a guy that yishamish that used to clean up? Yeah, there was. Did he sometimes disturb your learning? Taka, yeah, I felt bad, but he often disturbed my learning, he did. He's not... He says, the Stipler says to this Yid, last night I had a dream. That Shamish was Nifter, and he came to me in a dream that right now he's hovering in Shemayim B'li Menucha without any resting place because of the Bizzle Torah that he caused you. Could you please be Meichel? Stipler going. We understand what Bizzle Torah is. Bizzle Torah to others, Bizzle Torah to ourselves. There's a story, another story I read. I don't remember where I read this. This is old, years ago. When Yerucham Levavitz was a bacher in Kelm. So he was learning in Kelm. He was a young boy, maybe 13, 14, Achves Nisht. He's learning in Kelm. And for a long time, his mother didn't receive any letters from him. And was worried, started to get worried from him. So she went and borrowed money, and she rented an agala. You know the story? She rented an agala. She rented Achves Nisht a wagon, a horse and wagon. She traveled to Kelm. It was a long journey. Hours and hours, wherever she lived. And she finally arrives there late one night. And she sees the light on in the Beis Medrash. So she goes into the Beis Medrash, and she goes up into the Ezra's Nashim, who's overlooking the Beis Medrash. And she starts to hear one bacher sitting and learning, but with the most beautiful niggin, the most beautiful niggin in the learning. And she hears the sweetest of voices she hears, it's mamish, it's her son, it's Yeruchim. And she leans over, and she sees her son steiging away. She immediately saw he's okay and he's good. She went right back to the wagon and went right back home. She didn't even go to say hello, because she didn't want to be mevatel his Torah. She just needed the nechama to know that he's doing well, and he looks good, and he's learning. That was it. She went home. She wasn't mevatel Torah. And when we're mevatel other people's Torah, to ask a question here, to get it, we're mevatel our own Torah. In Bechukosai, this week's parsha as well, the second parsha, it tells us that if we don't keep Shemitah, that's what brings Golus. If we don't keep Shemitah, that's what brings Golus. What does that mean to each and every one of us? It doesn't necessarily just mean Hilchus Shemitah. We don't need to hear, we're here in Chutz Laretz, we're not, again, even some of you that might become farmers, we decided, so Meir, maybe Moshe Shmaryo, I don't know, the rest of us who are not going to be farmers, we're never going to have the Hilchus Shemitah in such a way. But the Hilchus Shemitah of teaching us that when we're free, we have to be sitting and learning Torah and living a life of Torah. That's a Shemitah we all need to be keeping. We have to understand that's the key to our success of Cheres, of freedom, of Geula. We live in a world where it's so easy to fall into things that are so not important and live our lives according to those as our priorities, which shouldn't be our priorities. What's going to ensure that we have clarity to know what's emes, what's sheker, to stay strong? Only Torah, ki ner mitzvah v'Torah ar. It's the only light that can keep clarity. Al-Tikri Charis al-Khairis. It's the freedom of our lives. We have to be steiging, we have to be in it. We have to be consistently in it. We have to learn bitmidius with ritzipus. We have to learn ritzipus to spend. We often don't have that opportunity later in life when we have so many other responsibilities. Shabbos Kodesh, we could have it. Shabbos Kodesh, we could tell I'm going to have a 2-hour Seder. And no one's going to be mavatlu me. I'm going to not take my head out of the Gemara for 2 hours. Biritzipus. To show it's lasoik b'divrei Torah now on Shabbos. The continuous learning came to me a big matan today. I was thinking about this idea of continuous learning. Of the continuity of our learning. If you take gematria, Torah biritzipus. Torah biritzipus is gematria 1,399. Exactly gematria with the koilo. Ko yiya binyan beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. So will be the binyan beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. When we learn biritzipus, because when we learn biritzipus, Hashem Hashem, that's where my heart is, that's who I am. That's what the Eibishter is waiting for. If the Golus comes in B'chol Kosai because I'm not keeping Shemitah, which means I'm not oisik b'Torah when I'm free, so if I have Torah biritzipus, ko yiya binyan beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. That's what we need to be doing. A better way to prepare for the Heilige Yontif of Shavuos than this Shabbos, the next Shabbos, and throughout the week when we have free time, sitting and learning, showing a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's who I want to be, that's who I am. You know, the Ben Ish Chai, there's a lot of different beautiful Ramazim and deeper ideas about the minug of eating dairy, of cholov, on Shavuos. I gave a whole shiur on this earlier tonight. If Chevron wants to listen, I believe it's already up on Yom Torah. A different deep idea. We know some of the Pashtun famous ideas. The Torah is compared to milk. Dvash v'chalav tachas v'shoineich. And we know the famous idea of how Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai didn't have opportunity and time to have kosher meat because they had to shecht and melicha. They're learning all the halachas. So to be ramis that. We also know that that emes is most of, I don't know, in this table, a lot of us don't like the minhag so much. In Simcha L'Basav Yayin. Okay, but some like to, I'm not tying a mishpacha. There's definitely minhag Yisrael, there's definitely what to rely on to have dairy, there's definitely what to rely on to have meat. There's nothing bad to have. Listen, who doesn't love a Shavuos morning after coming back having a nice piece of cheesecake in the morning? That's something vada. Everyone will say, and then have us pasta suda later, which is Mekayim, the whole reason that's connected to Shtei Lechem, to have two meat and dairy. Ben Ish Chais Cholov is also Gematria 40, which is connected to the 40 days that Moshe went up to be Mekabel the Luchos. The Ben Ish Chais says if you look at the word Cholov, what's hidden behind the Cholov? So what's the Miloy of Cholov? What are the letters missing from Cholov? So Ches is Ches Yud Tov, so Yud Tov. Lamed is Mem Dalid, Lamed Mem Dalid, so Mem Dalid. And Bez is Bez Yud Tov. So if you take all the letters that are missing, Yud Tov, Mem Dalid, Yud Tov, it's Tamidus. Consistency. Constant. Tamidus. And that's, Ben Ish Chai says, Bimaram, is that's what our Torah has to be. The Cholov is Torah, but it has to be a Torah that's Tamidus. It has to be the Tzipus of Torah. It has to be a Torah that I, last week, be the Torah, when I have the time, that's what I'm doing. You know, I was thinking about it earlier, we said the Chidah. Earlier we said the Chidah. The Chidah said, a very beautiful cheshbon, that based on the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey, so the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey tells us that 2 months a year, in the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei, we were fully involved in malacha, farming. So every 6 years, 6 times 2 is 12, and the Shvius, Shemitah, makes up for the year that we didn't learn well for those 2 months a year for 6 years, right? What's the obvious question? The obvious question on that cheshbon and on that Torah is that how do you ever make up for lost time? Meaning, ultimately, those 2 months are gone. Now I have 12 months, I should learn all 12 months. And at the most, you could even argue, at the most, so if this would have been a normal year, so it would have been only another two of these months I wouldn't be learning. I should have been learning the other 10 months anyways. Right? So months, I only made up at most 2 of the months that I didn't work. I never made up 12 months. Right? At most, even if you want a cheshbin, that the 2 months I would have been working, like the Gemara says, I'm not working. But the other 10 months I wasn't working anyways, or I worked very little and I'm still learning anyways. So at most, I'm making up 2 months. I'm never making up 12 months. You hear? Anyone have an answer? So I'll tell you what came to me, maybe. Because we all know, we're talking about learning Bertzipas, and we all know the famous Torah from Rav Chaim Shalevis, the Mashal, the Sichas Musar, when he talks about boiling a pot of water. And he says, if you boil a pot of water, it might take you 10 minutes to boil the pot of water. But if you boil it for 5 minutes, and then you take it off, and then you put it back for a few minutes, and then you put it back, and you take it off, and you put it back, you may never boil the pot of water, or it will take you 20 minutes, because each time you take it off, it cools down. We all understand that. In other words, there's an exponential strength and koach and gain from doing things recipus, doing it continuous and straight. 10 minutes straight is much more than 10 separate minutes separated by time. So too, maybe we could suggest that Enoch Hanami, you're only learning these 2 extra months. But now suddenly, for the first time in 7 years, you're learning 12 months straight without the breaks. And those 12 months straight is exponential growth in Limud HaTorah. And it's ki'ilu you learned all 12 of those months that you missed out on, that you were working during the first 6 years that weren't Shemitah. And therefore, each and every one of us have to understand the koyach of learning Beretzipus, the koyach of learning and putting in Amelus B'Torah when we have the time, and La'asoik B'Divrei Torah, and making sure when we have the time, I'm going to put in that B'Liv B'Tal Torah, that every Shabbos we should set aside Kovei Yitim L'Torah, not just to pull out a Sefer and learn a little bit here and there, have a Zman, it's a long Shabbos, that we should have Seder 2 hours, 3 hours, everybody to who they are. You go to a shul, it's not in your home because they're distractions. You go to a shul and you sit and learn. It's a long afternoon. And again, you can have a long, you get home from shul. You can have a long, so you get home 11:30, 12 o'clock. You could have still a 2-3 hour Suda, even if you have a long, beautiful Suda. Let's say, Shabbos day is a little usually shorter than Lel Shabbos. That's most of our homes. Let's say you have a 2 hour Suda, 12 to 2. You want to say you need a little nap? Take an hour nap. Take a 2 hour nap. So you took a 2 hour nap, now it's 4 o'clock. Mincha bizman these days, not till 7:30, 7:40. You can't, everybody can't make sure to have a 2 hour Seder Shabbos these long, and those, it should be Bersipas and Shoh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that I have the time, I don't have school, I don't have work, I'm going to sit and learn. La'asoik B'Divrei Torah. That's my Shemitah. That's my Shemitah every single Shabbos. Or on a Sunday. Or whenever I have the free time. La'asoik B'Divrei Torah. To delve in Torah, to take upon ourselves, to learn more. And we all can in every stage of life. A few weeks ago, a person, I'll tell you, I was sitting and thought to myself, I'm not learning enough. I'm not putting in enough amelus in my Limud HaTorah. And I took upon myself to start doing a few things and took an achrayas. I thought for myself, it can't be in time because I deal with so much in the times. It just had to be certain things that I decided I'm going to start accomplishing every day no matter what. No matter what time it is, if it's 2 in the morning, it's 2 in the morning. If it's earlier, it's earlier. And Baruch Hashem, I'm growing. And I'm going to continue. I'm going to try to continue to grow my whole life. We all have to be growing in every stage of life. And we can never stop La'asoik B'Divrei Torah in our Amelus B'Torah. Baruch Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoyche, each and every one of us, as we prepare. You know, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara in Brachos tells us the famous Machloikes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai held, you should sit and learn all day, and things will be provided for us. Rishmal says, no, you have to turn derech eretz, you have to sit and learn, but you also have to have a parnasa, and you have to work. Tosfos there says, Mashal others, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is for tzaddikim gemurim. Har b'yasek Rav Shimon will also be yadon. For a big tzaddik, you can sit and learn, and everything will be provided for. At Har Sinai, we all reach the level of the biggest tzaddikim, Pascha Zumasam. My Inyan Shemitah, Eitzel Har Sinai. Meaning by Har Sinai, why do you need a Shemitah? We're on a level like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and sitting and learning always, we don't need a Shemitah. My Inyan Shemitah, Eitzel Har Sinai. Therefore, it's a Chiddush that you need, right? By But you need Shemitah by Har Sinai. When you're Har Sinai Dikiyid, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Pasku Zumasam, you don't need Shemitah anymore. Okay, Lameisa, ultimately, again, like we said, we're most of us, and we have to be Rav Shmuel Dikiyid, and it's not wrong, and it's a mitzvah to support our families and to take care of our families. But we can't forget what the goal is, and we can't forget who Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Dikiyid is. And we can't forget that when we have the free time, it's Lasoik B'Divrei Torah. And Shavu Kodesh Baruch Hu, that if I had more, I'd be doing it as well. And that's chus b'zoicha to walk into Shavuos, be makabel Torah, ba'ava, b'yira, b'simcha. And that's chus as well. We'll be zoicha if we said in Parshas B'chukoisai that the gullus comes because we're not keeping Shemitah properly. If we keep Shemitah properly, which means keep Kol HaTorah Kula and learn Kol HaTorah Kula in the proper way. B'zoicha gula shlema, b'mehera b'yemeira.